The Food and Drug Administration recently published a new final rule amending the Veterinary Feed Directive under the Animal Drug Availability Act. That rule will take effect in October, and hog farmers, like all livestock producers, are trying to find out what it means for them. Dr. Harry Snelson is with the American Association of Swine Veterinarians.
It is a complicated issue. The goal, FDA's objective here, is to actually increase the level of veterinary oversight on the use of antimicrobials in livestock production. And this is the method by which they're going to do that, is the expansion of this veterinary feed directive order. It does apply to any food animal species. And that's one of the complicating factors, is that swine veterinarians and swine producers have had a lot of experience writing VFD, so we're sort of familiar with that. A lot of the other species have not had a veterinary feed directive product previously. And so it's the process that they have to go through is a lot different than what they've done in the past, which is where producers typically in the past have had more over-the-counter access to these products. Now they're going to have to develop a relationship with their veterinarian and go through the veterinarian to actually get access to most of these products.
Snelson says there are some changes in the rule for the better.
One of the changes that they've made is that if you have pigs going from a farrowing farm to a nursery, multiple nurseries, now you'll be able to actually write one VFD for those animals and list all of those individual premises on there, as long as all of those premises are fed out of the same feed mill. And the other change is that previously the veterinarian had to estimate the actual volume of feed that was going to be consumed by those animals over a set period of time. That was very difficult to do. So they've made the change now to where the veterinarian has to estimate the number of animals that are going to be fed, and then they can work with the feed manufacturer to determine the actual volume of feed.
The veterinary feed directives need to be available in case FDA wants to see them.
The veterinarian retains the original copy, but he or she also needs to provide a copy to the distributor or the manufacturer where they're going to get the feed made, and to the client where the pigs are going. You have to retain those records for 2 years should there be an FDA inspection on any of those sites, whether it be the veterinarian, the feed mill, or the farm where the pigs are housed.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.